This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we're going to have a roundup of the Adequan FEI North American Junior and Young Rider Championships presented by Gotham North. We'll be hearing from the two-star winner, Diane Portwood, and the one-star winner, Camilla Grover Dodge. But first, Rob Burke, the Chief Operating Officer of the USEA, gives us an overview of this year's event. You had all of the Kentucky weather to go with it, didn't you, by the sounds of things?
Yeah, we did. Luckily, I went half of the road because I didn't arrive in Kentucky till Wednesday of last week, but they were having pretty difficult rain days before. So in addition to the rain and hot weather we were dealing with during the event, they also had to do a lot of adjustments to the course and what have you in preparation after the torrential rains they got earlier in the week. So yeah, it was, you know, we did have a couple of nice days. The dressage days actually were quite pleasant, but then cross country that the evening before really dumped a lot of rain on us, and then just heated up, you know, like I think Kentucky does.
So, Rob, let's start with the junior championships then. How did that unfold?
Sure. So we had some really wonderful rides across the board from every team. There were notable rides, really special riders and great horses. We talked a lot there on the sidelines amongst the officials and myself and Diane Pitts. And, you know, I think everybody agreed that the quality of the riding really took a step up this year. The qualifications were harder this year than in previous years due to a change made by the FEI. Previously, they had an exception in place for the North American Championships in that they allowed riders to qualify for the Junior Championship only having completed a CIC one-star, whereas now the riders actually had to do a CCI one-star. And so in the past, you might have had some horse rider pairs coming into the championships, and this was the first time they ever competed at the level. So I think because of that qualification, we did see much stronger rides this year. And from a dressage perspective, we really did have, on the first day, two real standouts, and they were from two well-known horses in Remington, who was ridden by Camilla Grover Dodge, or Remy, as well as Twizzle, ridden by Morgan Booth. They really set the standard of the day, and their rides were very strong, especially considering the pressure that both of those ladies were under. I mean, to be, you know, a 17 or 18 year old and riding two well-known horses and still have to come out and really perform. And it's not as easy as a lot of us would like to think. So, you know, I think they can be very proud of how they did. And then, as I said, across the board, I think every team should have walked away from that first day feeling really proud of how they showed that on the first day.
That was a good strong field though too.
There was. I think after the first day, well, since both of those previously mentioned riders were from Area 2, Area 2 had a bit of a leg up on the rest of the teams. But with that being said, you know, every other team was within striking distance. I think we had even the teams from parts of the country that maybe haven't fielded a particularly strong young rider team in the past, everybody had stepped up. It was a special event, and you know, they should all be commended.
Well, talk about the other competition as well, because though it wasn't a championship this year, explain again. We did talk about it on the previous show with Mike Huber. Rob, but just clarify that for us, would you, and why there were very few entries in that competition?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but, you know, initially, when U.S. submitted our list of riders, we had a comparable number of riders to last year. But the Canadian team, they were unable to actually field the team, and due to the rules in place for the type of championship that was being held, the FEI cannot allow a championship to start a run if only one country is represented. So without a Canadian team, without another North American team, notably, we haven't seen a Mexican team for quite a few years. So as a result, it wasn't a championship, but the USEF and we were also supporting still running the two-star competition. But, for a lot of the riders who had previously aimed for the Young Rider Championship, the two-star Young Rider Championship, they were doing it really because it was a championship competition. So it isn't necessarily the best place on the schedule for a regular campaigning horse. And so several riders decided to reroute to other competitions later on in the season, which we understood. So as a result, we had four horses finally in the field, and all three riders had a good competition. Unfortunately, for one of the riders, cross country, I can understand her issue. She unfortunately left out a couple jumps on course, and then. As a result, was eliminated. But because of all the rains that we've been having, there were a couple of reroutes of the course. And if you weren't really paying attention, I myself probably would have forgotten which way that track was going. So I completely understand where she sit. But what we're doing moving forward is we are looking at all of the options to prevent this from happening in the future. We had a great meeting with a number of the area Young Rider coordinators, some of the officials from the USES as well as the USEA, and we brainstormed for quite a while. And really what came out of that, while we did have a number of ideas to investigate, including the possibility of running the championship as a CIC two-star as opposed to a CCI two-star, really what we came out of it with was that we need to know why across the board we didn't have the field wasn't as strong as it could have been. So what we're doing is we're having all the area Young Rider coordinators go back to their young riders and really investigate all of the reasons behind it. And we're hoping that the public, our members, will communicate with their Young Rider coordinators and tell them as much as they can about what would make them turn out for a two-star competition.
Altogether, a good competition, though, despite the weather. A good turnout, Rob?
Yeah. So we typically will do media and be present throughout the competition. We are a major sponsor of the NAJYRC because it is so important, and so many of our young riders do aim for the championships. It was busy. The one star actually had a very healthy field, so that was great. And we had the USEA's longtime sponsor, as well as a sponsor of NAJYRC, Adequan on hand, Alan Mann was present. So, we were able to do a lot of background business at the same time as watching a great competition.
Terrific. Well, in a few weeks' time, of course, we'll be gearing up toward the Texas Rose Horse Park again for the AECs. Rob, and we'll have you back on the show to talk about that and how that preparation is going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you, Chris.
And the 2015 North American Junior Champion, Camilla Grover Dodge, joins us now. First of all, huge congratulations, Camilla, on winning the Junior Championship. How does that feel?
It's amazing. I can't even describe the feeling. I was hoping to go there and finish on my dressage score, but I guess I did that, and I'm just so, so excited about it.
It's a dream come true, isn't it?
Yes, I can't even believe it.
Well, let's just tell everybody how you got the ride on Remington, because obviously he's a really great schoolmaster for you, very, very experienced. How did that partnership come about?
Well, my grandparents have owned him since Boyd rode him, and then when Caitlin rode him. And then after Caitlin was done riding, then they decided that he probably didn't want to go 3-star anymore or 4-star. So they said that I could ride him and compete him, like, below the upper levels. So that's how I started riding him.
And when was that?
Last year in April.
And how would you describe him and the partnership that you have with him, Camilla? What kind of character does he have?
Well, when I first got him, it was kind of hard to, like, get to know him and ride him because he was so well-trained and, like, pretty difficult to ride compared to my other horses because I wasn't, like, he was more, like, he's used to people, like, putting him in all the perfect distances and having, like, perfect rides. And so it took a while for us to, like, bond and get to know each other. But after a while, like, we just have such a great partnership. Like, he's such a quirky little guy. Like, he loves people, but he's a little sassy in the barn sometimes. But he's just, like, one of the friendliest horses for me. And he's very proud of himself. He always very, very proud of himself after every ride.
I'm sure he was very proud of himself after the weekend. Well, let's talk about your preparation for Young Riders. What had you been doing with him this season as part of your lead up to Young Riders?
Well, I went down to Aiken for a month and some time, and I competed at the prelim level a couple of times, I think 3. And then I did the Fairhill CIC 1-star in, I think it was April, just to have 1-star down before I did a CCI. And then I did a prelim, and then I did a couple more prelims, I think. And then I went to the Virginia CCI 1-star and completed that so I could qualify for Young Riders.
Right. So when you knew you were going to Young Riders, did you change anything in your preparation? What about your own fitness as well? Did you work harder on that?
He had a pretty scheduled routine of fitness since the beginning of the year, like how to lead up to keep him very, very fit for Young Riders, and all the gallops, and Sinead and my coach would, like, coordinate to make sure we're on the same, like, gallop plan. So his fitness schedule stayed pretty much the same, but he had a day-to-day routine of his work and then how much walking he needed before or afterwards. But it stayed pretty much the same up till Young Riders, and so he was very happy about that.
Now, going to Young Riders is a big deal for any teenager. Now, it was your first time to go to the horse park. Were you very nervous, or were you just excited about the opportunity?
I've had both feelings. I was so excited to go and, like, be on the team and, like, just, like, interact with all the Aerie 2 girls because they're all so great. And I had a lot of pressure, and I was really nervous because I really wanted to do well. Just for the team and for myself. But I think I was a little more excited than nervous.
Well, let's talk about how the competition unfolded for you then. Let's talk about the dressage, first of all, how that rode for you.
It went really well. In the warm-up, he got a little strong because he just, I think, got really excited. But after a while, he loosened up a while and was very rideable. And definitely he, like, got his game face on. And then we went down into the charge arena. And he knew where he was. Like, he wasn't spooky or anything. And then we went into the test. And he just felt, like, amazing. Like, he's never felt so good in a charge test before. And, like, through all the movements, like, if I asked him to, like yield over or whatever we had to do, counter canter and lengthen, he was just so ridable and, like, then collectible after the movements. And I got all my geometry pretty right, which helped with the test score. And by the end, it was just definitely the best test I've ever ridden on him, which I guess reflects in my score because he was such a good boy.
Well, you really were head and shoulders above everyone there with 38.3. So a personal best for you, full of confidence. But you had the weather against you a little bit going into cross country. Talk about that and how the course was after all that rain.
Well, it was a little disappointing. They removed a couple things from the cross country. They moved the head of the lake, the jump into the water, and then the water jump, which I was pretty excited about because it was like a fun combination of the course, but it was in the best interest for the horses and riders that it got removed, as the water was very, very deep. And then there was a sea element removed of a combination, but it's probably because it was very like wet and muddy. So going out into the cross country, I was in early in the morning, so the ground actually was very good for me, like only a couple spots were muddy, so I was really happy with the footing. People later in the day definitely had like the downside of the footing, but the maintenance crew definitely kept draining all the water and trying to put gravel on the mud. So I thought the footing was very good for my cross country.
And how did it ride for you?
Really, really well. Like, we just went out there and like started off with a good, simple pace just to get his lungs open. And the first couple of fences, he was just spot on. And first combination of four. And then he like revved up a little more before the water. And then after that, we picked up the pace a little bit, but watched out for a couple muddy spots, but he was so good. The whole course rode perfectly. All the strides were just as I imagined, and the optimum time was perfect for my pace, so it rode very well.
Yes, you came in on a perfect time, didn't you?
Yeah, I think six seconds under optimum time.
Yes, absolutely. Very, very well timed. So going into the show jumping then, how did he feel after cross country and getting him ready for the show jumping? Did you have the horse underneath you that you'd hoped to at this stage in the competition?
Yeah, he recovers very well after cross country. He always cools down pretty quick in the vet box. And then when he got back to the barn, he gets fluids and ice and all that stuff since it was a CCI. And the vet checked him and he looked great. And he gets a massage to loosen up his muscles. So by the next day, by the morning of the jog, he just looked great. And then when I went to show jump him, he felt amazing. He was jumping out of his mind. Like, I was having trouble staying with him in the warm-up because he was jumping so well. But he felt better than ever, actually.
Well, obviously, a clear round there, as you said, finishing on your dressage score. At that moment when you jumped the last fence, went through the finish, do you remember what you felt like in the moment? Do you realize what you'd done and what had it sunk in at right at that point?
I was so thrilled because not only did I win the individual gold, but me not having any rails put my team into the gold position, kept the gold position. So I was just so happy. Like, I was just so happy that I could pull off the individual gold and finish on my dressage score. I'm so happy for my team that we could keep the gold position. So I just had so much happiness I couldn't even describe it. It was the best feeling.
It really was the perfect weekend, wasn't it?
It was the perfect weekend. It was amazing.
So what next for him? Obviously, he'll have a rest now, Camilla, but what will you plan to do with him for the fall season?
So he'll have a break. He's not going to have, some horses just have like a month off, but he'll probably only have like a week or something off because he does not like to be out of exercise, and the more he moves the better, so he'll definitely have a break. And then I'm not really sure what my plan is. I'm hoping he can take me around a couple intermediates and this fall and see what happens. I probably won't do 2-star on him just because he's old, but a couple intermediates to get me high experience with the level for any other horses I ride. But I hope I'll do a couple of intermediates and learn from him.
Well, a wonderful way to spend the summer during your school break as well, and lots more to look forward to with your faithful partner there, Remington. Congratulations again on winning that, on having 2 gold medals from the young riders, Camilla.
Thank you so much.
Diane Portwood, who is based with Kyle and Jen Carter in Ocala, rode Cincerescent to win the CCI 2-star, the Young Riders, at the North America Junior and Young Rider Championships. Although it was not a championship event, she still won nonetheless, and she joins us now to tell us how the weekend went for her. Congratulations on your win, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You must be pretty pleased. I know that this was a downscaled event to what you were hoping for, but still, a win is a win, and your performance will always stand as it was. How do you feel about how the weekend went?
I'm incredibly happy with my horse, Layla. She was great. You know, we finished on, I think, 68, and that wouldn't be competitive in most two-star divisions. But, you know, I think the phase that really stands out was the cross-country phase for her. I mean, she was so on it and so good. You know, our dressage score wasn't what I was hoping for, but with that atmosphere, and, you know, I was definitely very nervous and tense going in the ring. And I know that we have potential to score much better than that. And then, you know, with Stadium, the two rails were completely my fault. She was jumping great. She wasn't really at all tired the next day. I was really happy with the way she was jumping. And, you know, one day I'll learn to be able to count my strides in a line. but I was very happy with her. She put in 110% this weekend.
Now, talk about the competition, how it unfolded for you, Diane, because we know you had a lot of rain the night before cross country. They had to make some changes to the course there, and the footing will have affected some combinations. How did the competition unfold for you, and how did that cross country ride, given the conditions?
Well, you know, it started storming later in the night, and I woke up to it. Nicole, we were both riding for Area 3 all woke up to it as well, and I think it made both of us a little nervous because we'd had so much rain earlier in the week that the footing was already quite wet. I know we woke up first thing and ran out and looked at a couple of the questions that we were worried about, one being the coffin. The ditch was actually overflowing with water. They were able to pump it out before the division started, but that was definitely making everyone a bit nervous, I think. And you know, they made the last minute change where we didn't end up jumping through the head of the lake because one of the elements actually ended up floating away. And we were supposed to have a sunken road, and it actually turned into a water complex. They were able to put flooding down so that it could still be used as a jump on the course, but it wasn't supposed to have water in it, and it did. So we had quite a few last minute things to think about. And, you know, change the plan for a ride, you know, 30 minutes before we got on to warm up, which was pretty stressful for both of us, I think. The thing was, Layla, she's so sure-footed, and she's so just catty, and, you know, I ride her all three phases in a snaffle. She listens and will do whatever you ask her to do. I was pretty confident that we could go out there, and I knew I was going to have to be very careful around some of the turns and the landing sides of fences, but the two-star was the first out on the track, and there was only four of us, so I knew that it shouldn't be too eaten up, and I figured, you know, I would have the potential to go for time. I talked to Leslie about it, and he agreed, and that I just needed to be careful and feel it out, but that I should be able to do that with her. And it turns out we could, because we came in 3 seconds under. Because we got out there, and, you know, there's really only one spot right before fence number six. We had a little slip of that, and that was it. She was on it the whole way around, just so sure-footed and so good over everything.
Now, what about the level of fitness then, Diane? You were obviously comfortable because you came in, as you say, 3 seconds under in those conditions. Is fitness something that you particularly focus on for yourself and for the horse?
Yes, I am a big believer that you should be as fit as your horse. Layla is extremely fit going into it. She's an off-the-track thoroughbred, so she gets fit just standing there. but she was doing three sets of seven was her longest gallop set going into this. So she's quite fit. She was doing 21 minutes of galloping before the two-star, and that was. I follow the same plan as Kyle does for all of his horses, and it seems to work very well for her. As far as my fitness, I do CrossFit, I weightlift, I run, I do MMA, which is a combination of jiu-jitsu and striking. And I actually ran the two-star cross-country course on foot as well when I was there, and I went to the gym every morning before we fed. Well, I was there at Young Riders as well.
So you really do believe in rider fitness being as good as it can possibly be then. Have you always had that kind of training regime, Diane?
I have not. It actually started last year. So I own Layla. I own another young thoroughbred. And the beginning of last year, right after I came to work for Kyle, both of them had potentially career-ending injuries. Layla's was a very severe coffin bone bruise that she recovered from fully, thankfully. The other one was a soft tissue injury, and it was career-ending. And at that point, I was riding all of Kyle and Jen's horses, but I didn't have my own, and I needed to focus my energy into something. And I started getting into a pretty strict workout regimen. I work for Kyle and Jen 6 days a week from 6:30 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. And then I go to the gym for 2.5 hours every night after work. So I am very, very big on fitness.
Yes, you certainly are. Now, why do you feel that you need to put so much time into your own fitness? Because, you know, some would say, okay, it's good to go for an hour maybe. You know, is this something you feel is important, that the more you put into it, the stronger you're going to be as a rider, and for your core strength as well, to pull off the performances that you need and give the best to your horse? Is this something you think you will sustain over time?
Yeah, I mean, I do this because I think it improves my strength as a rider. It also improves how I do my job. I mean, working for Kyle and Jen, I want to do the best that I can for them, and it's a lot of physical work. I mean, riding 5 or 6 horses a day and the peak competition season, galloping 4 or 5 a day on gallop days, and you don't want to be tired on the last few horses. Not fair to those. I mean, I have one. Layla is the only horse I'm competing right now, so it's not as big of a deal, but eventually I'd like to be competing, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 horses at a show, and you got to give the same ride you give to the last ones as you do the first ones, and the only way to do that is to be very fit.
Well, clearly it's paying off. What would you say to other young riders then, Diane, based on your experiences and what you've invested in time and energy to get yourself fitter?
Yeah, I really recommend it. You got to find something that you enjoy. Personally, I hate running. I motivate myself to do it because I think it's important. And also, Kyle and Jen have run marathons, so I feel a little bit of a need to get into the running because they do as well. But the main thing is just finding an activity you enjoy. And there's so many different things that you can do, whether it's weightlifting or getting into a class like the jiu-jitsu and all of that, whatever gets you out and moving. And I think it's good to start it early to get in that routine. Because it's hard to start, but once you get in a routine, I found it's pretty easy to keep up on.
Well, it clearly is working for you, and you're a good example of getting rider fitness, the most out of rider fitness. Now, if you look at the young riders, and obviously going into that, you were hoping it would be a medal championship event, which it turned out not to be. What did you take away from that, though? Were you disappointed that it wasn't, obviously, that you were going to take away a medal, but in terms of your career, what did you take away from that?
Yeah, I was disappointed that it wasn't going to be the championship that it was supposed to be originally. But the thing was, Layla was ready to do another CCI 2-star. We did the CCI at Ocala this spring. She's peaking, and it was either we did Kentucky or we waited and did Galloway or Fairhill. And the thing with, you know, she's ready to do Kentucky, so that it was never really a question as to whether or not we were going to do that. Because now it gives us the opportunity to hopefully move up to advanced this fall and aim for a 3-star next year, which would be the goal with her, and, you know, look into some of the developing rider grants and opportunities that are available there.
And the long-term goal for yourself as a rider?
I would very much like to be a professional rider. I mean, that's why I've been at Kyle's for 2 years. I graduated high school a semester early and took a gap year before university to come work here. And, you know, the whole point was to learn from someone who had, you know, made the name for himself. And I think Kyle's a great example of doing that. And he's helped me so much in figuring out the next steps in my plan and how to kind of go about making that a reality.
What would you say that you most valued from being a part of a championship event in, you know, the whole week there in Kentucky?
Honestly, competing against the other two star riders, because there were only four of us. We got to know each other quite a bit. And I think being relaxed in the actual team that you would normally have in something like this, we kind of got to know each other. And I've never really been one to kind of form personal bonds, I feel like, but I will never forget those girls. You know, we have a friendship that's going to be there for a very long, forever. And honestly, it was such a great experience to compete against people, and we all really cared and wanted each other to do well. And that's something that, you know, I've never gotten to experience before, and it was really cool.
Lots of memories to take away from there, and the win nonetheless for you, and important to your career, Diana. So the very best of luck as you go forwards, and also with your fitness. Keep that up.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week's program. Don't forget that you can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to any smartphone or tablet app such as Podbean and Stitcher. For all the latest news and horse and rider leaderboards and much more, be sure to visit the website regularly at useventing.com. I'll be back with much more next week, but for now, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.